Hello, everybody. Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. We've got an EMOM today. EMOM stands for Every Minute on the Minute, a wonderful protocol that we use every now and then, specifically with some of our lifts. We really like it, but we're going to do it today with some other movements. So today's workout is Every Minute on the Minute for 30 minutes of, on minute one, you do 10 burpees. This is with a running clock. So you start the clock. Clock begins to run. On the first minute, you have to do 10 burpees, just regular old school burpees. Then you rest. That takes you less than a minute. You rest whatever time is remaining. When minute two begins, inside minute two, you have to do two 15-foot rope climbs using your legs. Takes you whatever it takes you. You rest the remaining time until the third minute begins. And in minute three, you do 40 double unders. And then the next minute clicks over, and you're back to doing 10 burpees in that minute. The next minute comes, you do two rope climbs. The next minute comes, you do 40 double-unders. So over the course of 30 minutes, you will have done the 1 minute in which you do 10 burpees. You'll have done that 10 times. 10 times the two sets of rope climbs will come up, and then 10 times a set of 40 double-unders will come up. So today is a good day. It's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure, depending upon how you're feeling, because everybody's going to feel a little bit different depending upon how you ate, how you slept, and 100 other factors that are unique to your life. Even if we all did the same workout yesterday, we're all going to feel a bit different today. If you're feeling a little bit tired, then you can just move through this at a casual pace. No big deal. If you just feel like you're just ready to rip the head off a lion, well, then each time the 10 burpees comes up, sprint them. Get them done as quick as you can. Rest the remaining time. Knock out the two rope climbs as quick as you can. Rest the remaining time. Same with the double unders. So it's very much self-paced today, depending upon what you need to accomplish. And we'll get in some great volume by the end of it. And the EMOM is nice because it forces you to stay on a pace. We have a video today showing the burpee, a couple different styles of rope climbing, as well as the double under. Super Fitness Robot scores for this times 30 seconds or less to do the 10 burpees, 25 seconds or less to do the two rope climbs, and 30 seconds or less for the 40 double unders. More likely times would be 45 seconds or less for the 10 burpees, 40 seconds or less for the two rope climbs, and then 45 seconds or less for the 40 double unders. So if you do a little test maybe after your warm-up, and you see whether or not those more likely times are realistic or not, that will give you an excellent idea as to whether or not you should stick with the EMOM protocol or maybe consider knocking something down, modifying it, and scaling it a little bit. Scaled option today, still a 30-minute EMOM, but minute number one, 7 burpees instead of 10. Minute number two, 1 rope climb instead of 2, or 5 pull-ups or ring rows. Strict would be wonderful on the pull-ups. If not, no worries. And of course, you can do the ring rows. And then minute three would be 40 single unders or 30 seconds of honest double under attempts. And putting the attempts into the workout's a great way to get your double unders a bit quicker, especially if you're somebody that you can do single unders no problem. Double unders are hit or miss. Putting this set amount of time to work on them in each round of the workout is a great way to do it. So we have videos showing two different styles of pull-ups, the linchpin video on how to get a pull-up, ring rows, and single unders. And also don't forget that as part of your subscription, on the Beyond the Whiteboard app, you have access to their specialty programs, and one of them is how to get your first strict pull-up. And it's fantastic, so please check that out. Limited equipment option today. They don't have a rope to climb. So here's what they're going to do. They have a 30-minute EMOM, minute one, 10 burpees, minute two, 6 strict pull-ups, minute three, 40 double-unders. And the strict pull-ups do not need to be unbroken. And we've got a video showing some stricties. No equipment workout today. 30-minute EMOM, minute one, 10 burpees, minute two, 10 sit-ups, minute three, 30 seconds of jumping jacks. Somebody's going to underestimate that, and then they'll realize that they underestimated it. It's going to be spicy. We've got a video showing the ab mat sit-up for the no equipment workout, but of course you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Here's an either-or for some midline work. Either some landmine twists, some rotational gut work, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, we've got a video showing that. Or here's the other one, the path less traveled, but check it out every now and then, you might just fall in love with it. It's a planche progression. Planche is extraordinarily challenging, but the progression is something a lot of people can play with, and even just following the early steps of the progression are extremely beneficial. So watch the video, the planche progression video, and then spend 5 to 10 minutes, 10 minutes might be quite a lot of time, but just, you know, playing around with whatever step in that progression is appropriate for you and learn a little bit. Second part of the accessory work, just hanging from a pull-up bar, arms extended, just to work on that grip strength, accumulate 2 to 3 minutes. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing, then calves and foam rolling stretching, video showing that, and then pec stretch laying on your side, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side, and that's accompanied by a video. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I will see you back here for Friday's workout.